started at the 49, a 16-yard gain. Derek Puff barrels through that line, two hands on the football, and a first down.
Senior number five, Aaron Beach, eventually brought him down, but not until he made a big run there by Derek Puff.
Derek Puff, 11 carries for 83 yards on the night. Every time he touches the ball, 7.5 yards by average. First and 10 for the Pirates at the 32-yard line of New Lothrop. The clock continues to wind down. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third. And a 21-point lead for Harbor Beach. The traditional white helmets maintaining ball control throughout this second half so far. Trying to drain as much time off the clock as possible. Bringing down the play clock as low as possible. Eli Kraft waiting for the back judge to put his hand up with signals. 10 seconds left in the play clock. And this is a handoff to Derek Puff with the same result. He started at the 33. He's out to the 18-yard line, maybe the 17. Regardless, it's the first down and about a 16-yard gain.
Number 24, Quentin Taylor made the tackle, but not until Derek Puff absolutely trucked Trevor Beach on the way through, putting his head down, two hands over the football, just running very hard right now. And looks like Harbor Beach is going to call timeout.
Harbor Beach calls a timeout after consecutive back-to-back handoff to Derek Puff for 16 yards apiece. Now 99 yards on the night, and Harbor Beach calls a timeout the first of the second half with 2:15 to play in the third quarter, up 35-14 over New Lothrop. Now, Dave, what do you see here as strategy for Troy Shelkey?
I think Coach Shelkey is going to just kind of relax everybody here. I don't see any reason to go away from the wing tee at this point in time. I wouldn't be surprised if he spread them out and said, hey, let's go get this, let's make something happen. But right now, New Lothrop has absolutely no answer for the wing tee. No reason to go away from it right now.
Makes sense to me. First and 10 from the 17-yard line in New Lothrop territory are the Harbor Beach Pirates. Almost overstaying their welcome so far in this game, leading 35-14. Like we said, coming into this game, New Lothrop has given up 41 points on the entire season. Our reach so far has put up 35 tonight. Our reach comes out of the timeout, back into their huddle, onto the field. Defensive coordinator still talking to the New Lothrop about defense on the field. They now break their huddle. Talk about a roller coaster of emotions for both teams tonight.
Absolutely. Both teams are involved in that injury for Brandon Green. And neither team is real happy about that. Harbor Beach came out probably a little slower than New Lothrop did. So, yes, definitely a roller coaster.
D-formation for Harbor Beach, right to left across the radio. Kraft's going to keep this around the right end for himself. Back to the line of scrimmage, hands down to the 5-yard line. He runs into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft with the 17-yard scamper into the end zone for yet another touchdown for Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 41, New Lothrop 14.
Yeah, Clark, a great play call there by Coach Shelkey in the timeout. As you can tell, Puff right up the middle, back-to-back plays, pound him for 10 yards plus. And he says, you know what, fake it to him, take it outside, Eli, and make something happen. The defense collapsed on Puff in the middle. Not enough defenders out there to cover the blockers and Kraft. Nice play call and a good execution by the Harbor Beach offense.
Nick Hessling out there to kick the extra point for Harbor Beach, trying to make it a 42-14 whatever I'm trying to say at the time. And the kick is no good, so the extra point is no good, so the score remains 41-14. Harbor Beach with a 27-point lead over New Lothrop. You're tuned to WLEW. We're in the third quarter.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Harbor Beach going Gangnam Style on New Lothrop so far through 2.5 quarters. They lead 41-14. They have now tied as many points as New Lothrop's given up the entire season through 2.5 quarters. Nick Hessling, ready to kick this one out from his own 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. This game is still not over, folks. I'm not going to say it's over until I see zeros on that board. As New Lothrop is a very potent and dangerous offense. On average, they score 50 points a game. Hessling with the boot. Takes it down to about the 18-yard line, takes a bounce, they muff the kick, and their number four is going to keep it. Hard reach swarms on them at about the 26-yard line. Josh Wendling couldn't bring it in clean, grabs it anyways, gets about a 5-yard return, and New Lothrop will begin at their own 26-yard line, 74 yards for a score.
Number 14, Austin Self, does a good job of making sure that kick return doesn't go very far.
Less than 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, minute 59 to be precise. And first and 10, Hornets from the left hash, left to right across the radio. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. Newman in the backfield by himself. Turvey adjusts accordingly. Newman trying to pass, rolling, looking to his right, rolls to his right, has a defender, Kyle Kramer, coming after him. And he finally throws this one away beyond the line of scrimmage.
Oh, no.
And that's going to be a late hit against Ridner of Harbor Beach.
It's Kramer.
Who are they saying it's going to be on? Kramer was after Newman. The flag goes flowing at the 20-yard line, which means it's an automatic first down, I believe, because of that penalty. No official, no word yet, and it is a roughing the passer.
No, that's intentional.
Oh, no, excuse me, intentional grounding. Intentional grounding, a loss of a down, and a 10-yard penalty. I was not expecting that. He was out of the pocket, and it went beyond the first down marker, the line of scrimmage.
He was probably 4 or 5 yards from the sideline. I don't know how you can call intentional grounding.
I do not understand that call at all.
At first, I thought it was a late hit on Kramer, which it clearly wasn't that either. I don't understand that at all.
They were working in between the hash marks, and he was 20 yards out of the pocket. And this pass was intended for number 8, a rocket to Jake Van Cleef, falls incomplete. And it goes incomplete. And Newman now is faced with a 3rd and 20. For this Hornet team, back in their own territory at the 15-yard line with a minute 46 left in the third quarter. Clock stopped because of the incomplete pass.
That pass thrown a little bit behind his intended receiver. Colin Cook playing behind his defender, obviously not letting anybody get behind him on 1st and 20. 2nd and 20, excuse me, and actually had a chance diving one hand, got a piece of that ball, possibly even bringing it in. So a nice play by Harbor Beach on defense.
Austin Newman's 11 for 25 on the night in passing, and he comes down with a sack right down to about the 4-yard line. Harbor Beach blew right through that line. Number 52, Brandon Oswald, the 6'1" 180 senior defensive end, blasted through the line, and Newman didn't even see him coming. On his blind side, brings him down for a loss. And once again, New Lothrop's faced with a 4th and a country mile.
Yeah, he had no time at all. As Oswald did a nice job. Swim move right past the offensive line. Newman stepped up into the pocket to deliver a pass and had no shot at it. Down he goes. Nice play. Good pass rush there. And good coverage downfield by Harbor Beach.
A loss of 10 yards on that one. On the sack, in their number 5 for New Lothrop in his own end zone, Aaron Beach kicking this one off. A good punt. Bounces at the 42-yard line, New Lothrop, and bounces straight up at the 46, where it will be down by New Lothrop. So Harbor Beach will be getting excellent field position to on offense once again after New Lothrop facing after a odd intentional grounding. Well, I don't agree with you. You don't either, Gradeva.
That
didn't make much sense, but it seems like New Lothrop can't get a single break tonight, and Harbor Beach is taking advantage of it, leading by 27 points, 41-14, with 50 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yeah, again, I don't understand that at all. He threw the ball out of bounds. He was, again, 3-4 yards from the sideline. I don't know what, but there was no argument by the coachings or anybody, so not sure.
And it's a handoff out of the T formation to Derek Puff. He gets out to about the 44-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 1, maybe 2 if they're lucky. And it's going to bring up 2nd and 8.
42, Kyle Chappell on the tackle.
2nd and 8 for the Pirates, moving right to left across the radio, working from the right hash of the 44-yard line. 22 seconds.